And mahalo for listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. And that was really, really wonderful from Omishar. And I always love coming in after the Garden Island Homegrown Bluegrass Festival. Bluegrass show. How am I picking up all this background sound? We are going to have a really great show today, and it is a fun drive, and this program, Kauai Soapbox, is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with, Kauai Store. And hey, you know what? I just want to really, really mahalo Kauai Store. It's a great, great place, and they provide so much of what is locally done here, and we appreciate how much they support KKCR.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
The Kauai Store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kostilas. The store has authentic Kauai products, including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai Store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org. Click on the contact link and take our listener survey, or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
Pineapple Yoga Kauai celebrates 15 years of service in the Ashtanga Yoga tradition direct from Mysore, India. Classes 6 days a week in Kilauea. Pineappleyoga.com or call 808-652-9009.
Magic Dragon Toy and Art Supply, featuring unique and creative toys and art supplies for all ages. In the Princeville Center, 826-9144.
Brada Dave's Taro Burger, made from 100% non-GMO taro and seasonings, distributed from Hanalei to Lihue, taroburger.com.
Solar Engineering and Contracting, installing solar systems on Kauai for over 32 years. For more information, call Paul Lucas, 332-8890.
Jungle Girl Boutique in Old Kaloa Town, celebrating handmade goods and cultural diversity since 1998. JungleGirlJewelry.com.
Small Town Coffee is located in the Red Bus in Kojima Center in North Kapa'a and happily supports our community radio station.
Bill Fernandez, Hawaiian author, supports community radio. Without KKCR, people just wouldn't know what's going on. Listen, learn, and enjoy.
Kalaheo Spine and Wellness Center in a new location, a completely renovated home across from Rainbow Plaza, 2-2527 Kamu'ali'i Highway, 332-5580.
I whomever earnestly pledge funding to ask the KKCR community to examine with all tools the second law of thermodynamics.
Iki Oceanic and Tribal Art, located in Hanalei Center, artwork from the island nations of the Pacific, Ni'ihau Jewelry, Hawaiian Tikis, and more.
Hawaii Seed and GMO-Free Kauai. Mahalo KKCR and our community for continuing our quest toward responsible and regenerative agriculture.
15th Annual He'iva i Kauai, August 6th and 7th. Tahitian Dance Competition includes an amateur youth group category. 822-9447. He'iva'ikauai.com.
Kealia Farm Market, providing hyperlocal food to our community and visitors Mondays and Fridays, Palhana, 3 to 7 p.m.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. I will say it just warms my heart to hear all these small businesses and people who are helping to keep us on the air. Kauai is lucky to have community radio. We're all lucky to be volunteers in it. It's a great thing that's going on. And so thank you, Wave Riders. Thank you, donors. Our goal today is $1,000 in this two-hour show, so we should be able to do that. And the other goal I have is I'm going to try and see if I can't get 10 new people who are first-time donors, and even if it's just a little bit, it's kind of wonderful if it's just even $10, but $10 or $25, and you can call in to 826-7774. I have Mark Jeffers in the studio with me. I have Jonathan Jay and Marshall. You're here.
Aloha, Felicia.
Aloha.
Mark, hi, aloha, everybody.
And Marshall, we've been following the elections. It's been it's a primary day today, I believe, in Kentucky and Oregon. How's it going?
Well, Kentucky has been closed for some time now, and with 99% of the vote in, Hillary Clinton has 212,318 votes, while Bernie Sanders has 210,000.
Uh-oh, Hillary pulled ahead of Bernie?
Yeah, by 0.4 percentage points. But,
wow.
You know, so that's headlines, right? Hillary wins is the headline, but they both get 25 delegates out of that.
Okay, so when I looked a little while ago, he had the headline. So, okay, so it's an even split in...
What percentage?
It's like the 0.4% is the difference. That's Jonathan right there. It's almost all the votes, 99%. And then how about Oregon? Have the polls closed there yet?
No, Oregon polls close at 5 p.m. Our time.
Okay, so almost a tie in Kentucky right now. Clinton a little bit ahead by a little fraction. So we'll hear a little bit more later, and then you know what? Like today, I kind of, even though we do it a lot, I am trying to be supporting all the citizen activism that's been happening in our community.
Stand up for your right.
That's right. So many people do. Get up and stand up. Oh, Marshall just got up and stood up.
Stand up. Stand up for your right.
So, yes, getting up and standing up. Lots of different people getting up and standing up. Even earlier today, I want to say, you know, like last week we had Paul Cienfuegos here on Kauai for a week. He's somebody who is very deeply involved with community rights, the whole community rights movement, and the people who brought him over here was Malama Mahalapu, and they're very concerned about the contamination in the river water. And so today they did something to stand up for their rights. You know, they did something kind of important, and that was they've been on the Department of Health case for, 2 years since they discovered, and that was through Surfrider, how high the bacterial count and the contamination is in the river there. And kids play there. There's all kinds of people there in the water all the time, and the fecal count in there is so high. So,
it's like exponentially higher than any other place on the island, isn't it?
Well, for the most part. I mean, yeah. A high reading down there is 18,000, 17,000 parts per million, when healthy is 35.
Right.
Like, not 35,000, 35.
Right.
So it's really high. There's a few other streams that can run really high, but not consistently the way that one does. So today, two different signs were put in there. I have a picture of it, but I can't really tell you that on the radio. I mean, I can't really show it to you on the radio, but the picture of it would show that these signs look like real official signs, just the way the Department of Health puts out. And it's got the Department of Health's number on it saying, please call the Department of Health if they have questions. So they're directing them at the Department of Health. But it's got the warning, so people don't go in that water and risk infection or risk illness. And there's nothing there, and it's been being asked for 2 years. The Garden Island was there, so it'll probably be in the paper tomorrow. But
so these are the signs that the Department of Health should be putting up. And
yes.
This group put up the signs that look exactly like that, and they're made of metal, and you wouldn't know the difference. You'd think these are Department of Health signs.
Maybe the Department of Health could tell them apart,
right,
but,
right.
It's like doing the government's job for them.
That's a pretty funny idea.
It's a pretty funny idea. I mean, it's one way to get what you're asking for is to simply do it. It will be interesting to see if they take them down, because this has for a long time really needed to be there. Anyway, that's a challenge. I got Jimmy in here. Jimmy's always making noise in the background. I go, oh, okay. But, hey, Jimmy's here to answer the phone. Jimmy from Out of the Box. If you want to bring in a number, 826-7774, and you help Kauai Community Radio know that you appreciate the difference that...
New members.
We want new members. We want $1,000, but we're looking for 10 new members and even sustaining members. I'm a sustaining member. That means every month... I make a contribution, so I don't have to sit there and think about it, and KKCR knows they're going to be able to pay the rent. So, anyway, that is an example of citizen activism. And then I've got this guy in here, Mark, with his friend who looks like a rooster, who's a... We got a rooster in here,
You know, Auntie, you said I could bring the rooster. I mean, I wouldn't have brought him if you hadn't have said okay.
Well, okay, I guess so. I mean, you know what? So you guys, the two of you, are somewhat activists as well, yeah?
Yeah, well, I can't speak for the rooster. You know, he's got his own mind. Actually, as small as it is, he's got his own mind. And but I can speak for myself. I live on the west side of Kauai.
And your name is?
My name is Mark Jeffers during the day. And I am very concerned, and I listen to KKCR, and I'm very happy that you're calling for new friends, because I think there's a lot of new friends for KKCR living on the west side of Kauai. So you guys know who you guys are, and I think you should call the station. And Russell, would you like to tell them the number?
It's 826-7774.
Russell, get a funny voice, Uncle.
Really, you know, great people stand
that
by.
That was Marshall.
Hey, Jimmy, could you catch that chicken for me, please? Just grab him. Yeah, grab him. Hand him to me over here. Come here, Russell. Jeez, I can't believe you. I mean, I let you be in the studio, and here you are, and you're making all kinds of noise and racket. Thanks, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Okay, everybody, I just wanted to say a few things, and then I'll be on my way, because I like hanging out with my buddies and my family up here in Princeville, okay?
Okay.
And we actually, chickens do listen to the radio. I don't know if you knew that, but we do listen to the radio, and we love it, because when we listen to the radio, we get informed.
So does that sound like, Russell, are you wanting to make a donation? If you listen to the radio,
if you're a
KKCR one, maybe you want to make a donation.
Hey, I do. I would love to make a donation. Where would you like me to drop it?
With the guy
in drop it out, by the doorway. I mean, I can make any kind of donation, you know. I get money. I get any kind of stuff. But I just wanted to say this. Activism is very important. And Uncle can tell you, lots of stuff that we're doing on the west side of the island that is very active. And we wake up early, so we can be active, okay? And we don't forget the guys that, like, sleep in late, because those are the guys we got to talk to most, too, because activating has to do with everybody, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandma, grandpa. All you guys got to be active as you can be. And right now, be active and call on your cell phone, 826-777-7774. Okay?
826-7774.
Yeah, you get it.
Got it.
That's right. Okay. Radio. And be radioactive, okay? I mean, no, don't be radioactive. Hey, you put words in my mouth, brother. Unbelievable. Russell, settle down. Just settle. He's very excited, Felicia. I'm sorry.
No
worries.
He's
making such a fuss here in the studio, okay? I will get him to make a donation. I will make a donation before I leave today, okay? That's my promise.
Okay, and you know what? I bet people will probably match Russell, because Russell's got a lot of friends.
He does. He's not only does he have a lot of friends on this island, he's actually, I don't know if folks knew it, he's from the Big Island, and he's 22 years old.
Oh, didn't know.
Yeah. His television show is 19 years old. Yeah, 19 years that television show has been on the air here on Kauai.
And what channel?
Channel 6 and Channel 12.
Well, Russell's old enough to drink now.
Yeah. Vote, drink. I don't let him do either one of those things, although he has come with me to
those. He feel the burn.
Yeah. And
feel the burn.
Actually, so many guys around here know Russell. You know, it's really a pleasure to bring him up here in Princeville, because all I got to do is just take him out of his box and walk down to the shopping center. I got a crowd instantly.
Ah, and you had Hanalei School.
We did. Actually, I went down and performed at Aloha School in Hanalei. I brought our inflatable humpback whale.
Mm.
And we went into Hanalei School, and we brought our inflatable Hawaiian monk seals. It's really a new thing that Storybook Theater does. It's called inflatable classrooms. We bring them out into schools, and we set them up. And then we talk story and tell stories about those marine mammals. And children get really excited when their whole classroom is filled with an inflatable marine mammal. There's really something about that. And so we've been doing that now for the last year, and I'm really thinking it's a real hit. Storybook Theater, as you folks might know, in Hanapepe, is really it's a great little spot in the world, and it's a historic building that was renovated, rehabilitated for children's activities. And we have a beautiful garden, and we're open for open house every Friday night. And I have an announcement.
And that's Hanapepe Art Night, too. So
yes.
Lots of action down there, and good bands,
yes.
Music
yes.
Playing down there.
Oh, there's 3, 4, 5, 6 musical guys, and lots of food on the street. And Hanapepe's great, you know, because it's not on the highway. It's off the highway, so the street is much more safe and easygoing. And some of you folks remember we used to do our children's radio program from Storybook Theater. I always mm-hmm. had fun doing that. It was 4 years of our radio show
on
called
KKCR.
On KKCR, which reminds me, if there's friends out there that are just hanging in the woodwork, they should step up to the plate and become a friend
yeah.
of KKCR
KKCR
right now.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
this very moment as we speak.
So what do you got coming up soon with the two of you?
Well, this is very important. Russell and I, Russell's got something he brought. I hope you guys don't mind. He wrote a poem for today, but I'll let him do it later. I would like to just mention to folks, we have two events this coming up this summer that are very important for Storybook Theater. One is called Dad's Day Celebration. Ho'omakua kane. And it has to do with fathers and dads. We're looking for Kauai's best dads. We want the best dads on the island.
Is this like a contest?
There
or like
are.
You want them to
that's
show
right.
up? Or
they
what?
Come down to Hanapepe Town Park on June 18th.
And that's Father's Day?
No, it's the day before
okay.
Father's Day. Because we know the boys are like, go up to the beach and hang out on their Father's Day, do whatever they like do. But the June 18th, the Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock from 3 to 9, we're going to have a dozen dads contests where they can prove that they are the best dads on the island.
Wow.
No kidding. We got all kinds of great contests. Organizations are going to be bringing their contests to the event. And we have ribbons and prizes for everybody. And then we're going to pick the top 3, 4, 5 dads on Kauai. So moms and dads, come on down with your families. June 18th, we're going to have great food. We're going to have a fried rice cook-off.
At the Storybook Theater in Hanapepe.
Actually, in the town park, Hanapepe Town Park. And then in the theater, we'll have some special events. But Hanapepe Town Park, right behind the fire station,
okay.
is where the events are going to happen. Stage music. And we also got a great nylon zoo. Nylon Zoo, which is a huge inflatable animal. And then we have 25 costumes of animals that are on stakes outside of that. Children come, put on the costumes. We have a grand parade around the event and go in the inflatable and hear great stories. So we have some really fun activities at the event. And the best dads on the island are going to show up and do the contest. So we're looking forward. We would like to ask volunteers, churches, school groups, organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys Club, to pick an event that you want to test dads on and give me a call at Storybook Theater, 335-0712. And, okay, Russell, I guess maybe now's the time. Go ahead.
Well, I want to say that again, 335-3712.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did I say it right?
335-0712.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's the Storybook Theater line. Leave us a message. We'll get right back to you, and we'll set you up as a contest. You can do things like hula hoop. You know, you can do some kind of eating contest, poetry contest. It doesn't have to be sports. Basketball shooting. We got all those. Something interesting, academic, creative.
Musical.
You know, musical. Yeah.
Artistic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you could do something like count. or
Yeah.
You could do any kind. Poetry. I'm thinking poetry. You know, Dad's can write poems.
So is Russell's poem an original? Did he write it?
I'm gonna just. I'll turn it over to you. Go ahead, Russell. Grab that microphone. Okay. All right. Okay. Step up here. Sit on my lap. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay, everybody, listen up. Okay, this is it. I'm talking to all your dads out there. This is a poem that I had write especially for you guys. It's very poignant, and it get right to the point, okay? It's like this. Roses stay red, violets is blue. A dad's a good dad when he know what to do.
Huh. So what's a good dad supposed to do?
Oh, Auntie, I'm so glad you asked me that question, because guess what?
What?
I'm going to tell everybody right now.
Okay? All right, all right.
Listen up, everybody. Listen up.
All right.
Okay. Here it is. Dads, write this down, okay? First of all, do your best, okay? That's number one. Do your best. Whatever you stay doing, do your bestest at that, okay? I don't care if it's raking leaves, bro. You got to do them your bestest, because that's it. That's number one. Number two. Okay, this may be the most important. Don't be lazy. Okay? Don't be lazy. You can be anything, but don't be lazy, except when you know nothing for do. You did it all already. You can be a little bit lazy. Okay, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The two best things that you know how for do and be one great dad. Do your best.
And don't be lazy.
Thank you, Russell. That was that's pretty good for a rooster, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, Russell, you go wait outside. Oh, Uncle, I just like to say one more thing. Russell, go sit outside. Okay, bye, everybody.
Okay,
well, you know, it's, I don't know how many of you guys have pet chickens or roosters around, but, you know, it's kind of fun.
I got 5 hens.
Oh, you got 5 hens.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need a rooster.
I've had my neighbors don't like it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just wanted to say that it's, you know, celebrating, honoring fathers is, I think, is kind of a turn right now. And I think it's important. I mean, moms are great. And look what the great Moms Day stuff we had this year was incredible. Right around Lay Day, too. It's just so much good feminine aloha out there. Now, okay, let's turn the corner a little bit and make that dad's energy come forward. And let's really appreciate our fathers.
Yeah. Dads are important.
Yeah. So thank you for letting us make that itty-bitty announcement to the listeners on KKCR. And we hope that all you guys can become a member of this great radio station.
So these people, if they want to do it, they need to call the number or they need to show up there. Do they call 335-0712 or do they look online or do they just show up?
We have our flyer online and we will have our registration form online. When fathers first come down on the day, on the 18th, they will register for a contest or two. And the more we'll have ribbons, first, second, third prize and participant ribbons for every contest.
And do they bring their kid?
And they bring their children.
Okay.
Because we'll also have tandem events where you carry an egg on a spoon or double leg race, you know, those kind of tandem events too, contests. But no, if any groups would like to run a contest and create a contest for 3 hours from 3 to 6, then give us a call and we'll set you right up. We've got a great contest tent and it's going to be good fun.
And do you have a website?
Our website is www.storybook.org.
Storybook.org. And some dads maybe might really be a grandpa or an uncle, and are they still welcome if they're like a dad for someone?
Actually, we love uncles and we love grandpas and great uncles and great grandpas. So, you know, children, bring your makua kane, bring your parents who are kane men.
Yes.
Bring them to the event. And moms, you're very welcome to come down too and see those dads do their best.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. And they'll be lazy.
And
too.
Don't be lazy.
There'll be no laziness at all at this event. None at all. So thank you very much. I have one itty bitty other event.
Okay. Please, let's hear.
Storybook Theater always does a summer camp.
Okay.
Okay. And it's really important to bring your family up Mauka in the summertime. It's actually a very, very old tradition here on Kauai to bring your family to the mountains in the summer. Keep them cool, cool down. And so we have a family camp. It's called Forest Akamai. And Storybook Theater invites families to sign up for our 4 nights and 4 days, July 14th through July 18th. It's our family camp in Cloquet State Park. And this year's focus theme is the arts. So we have a great art teacher, Kaylin Spear, who's going to teach children art from inspiration in the forest. So in the morning, we wake up early, have our breakfast, take a great hike, and then come back and we make our art all afternoon. And children will really, really enjoy making art after enjoying moments in the forest, because the forest is a great place for inspiration. So we have a limited number of families, but parents are welcome to come up with their children, not just children, parents and children. So it's a great time to spend time with your child in a great forest setting. And we know the forest really, really well. I know I spent many, many years working for Cloquet Museum, and the forest has so many things to offer. And your children really, if they can know that the forest is a special place that can inspire them, then that's what the camp is all about. Forest Akamai, Storybook Theater, this summer, July 14th. Number is 3350712, and we hope that some of you guys will join in the fun.
That's right. July 14th to July 18th is usually a pretty warm time of year, too, so it's a good place to stay cool.
It is.
Stay cool in the mountains.
Yeah.
Stay cool in the mountains.
Yeah. Thank you, Felicia and Marshall. Thank you for allowing to talk the story about Storybook Theater.
Thank you to both of you. I know you sent Russell out into the other room, but he was a good chicken.
He's with the boys out there.
Is he?
Making
really?
Music.
He get family out here, you know.
He's all like, they're like, is that in C or G?
Yeah, so.
Don't
Everybody
F
should
sharp
have a
minor.
Chicken, okay? Everybody should have a rooster.
Right on. So thank you so much, Mark and Russell.
My pleasure.
For all the goodness you bring to Kauai.
Yes.
And our community. And you too could be bringing us goodness in our community radio. 826-7774. We've got a number of operators waiting to take your donation.
And we want to give out a big mahalo to one of our actually sustaining members who threw in an extra $100 from Kaloa not too long ago.
Thank you.
We want to really thank that, and big appreciations for that. And we'll see what more comes in, and we want new members. That's a sustaining member. Sustaining members are ever so important. And
how about sustaining new members?
Sustaining new members. And you know what? If somebody's an angel donor, that works out to $364
a year.
$1 a day. When we're talking about parenting, I see somebody who really matters to me who's got his thumb in the air. What does that mean?
I donated and I'm a sustaining member.
Ian just donated. Yay! Ian Cowden, you rock.
He does rock.
New member. For 86. Yeah. No, I mean, he's the 86th new member.
Oh, 86th new member. That's Jonathan Jay that we're hearing in the background.
Your son be the one.
Yeah.
And now I'm sustaining.
Now he's sustaining. Thank you.
Because I pay $5 a month.
That's perfect.
Bingo.
Bingo, yeah, and 18 years old and
hey, you might as well just ratchet up another $3 a month, and you'll be getting a T-shirt that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like all about the goodness.
And KKCR does all kinds of good things, and like one thing that's going on is there's going to be a water shutdown. There's going to be a water shutdown in Kaloa on Kapau Road tomorrow, Wednesday, May 18th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., weather permitting, to allow the Department of Water to make water line improvements in the water area. So the Department of Water should be notifying affected customers door-to-door today, but if for some reason you're not home to get the door-to-door, there's a water shutdown tomorrow. And then with a gracious and sad heart, I want to share that Carol Bain, who is a member of the Board of Directors of the Kauai Island Utility Cooperative, but really important. She's so helpful with so many different types of things in the community, including KKCR. She passed away yesterday. I know.
Carol Bain?
Carol Bain.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Very, very. We love her, and we just want to honor her and hold her up. And, you know, she's been a big part of the Garden Island Arts Council, the Mallier Foundation, the League of Women Voters. She was even the president of that for like 5 years or 4 years. So we put our love out there, and we are very, very, very sorry to share that piece of information, because she is definitely part of the KKCR Ohana. And you are listening to a station that she's helped to make be live and sustainable on air, KKCR Hanalei KAQA Kilauea. And operators are standing by at 826-7774.
Everyone who donates during our drive will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to win a kayak from Plenty Pupule Kayak Company. The grand prize drawing winner may choose either a Malibu Tandem 2 family kayak, which includes seats and paddles, or a Malibu Stealth 12 fishing kayak, which includes a seat and paddle. Donate any amount to KKCR today, and you will automatically be entered into our grand prize drawing. Mahalo nui for Plenty Pupule Kayak Company, the only kayak distributor on Kauai. More information at plentypupule.com or call 245-5005.
PrivateYogaInstruction.com celebrating its 15th year anniversary. From beginner to advanced, Private Yoga Instruction deepens your practice, deepens your aloha. PrivateYogaInstruction.com, 808-652-9009.
Aloha to all that moves, breathes, lives, and loves. Please remember your responsibilities.
Dove presents Xavier Rudd Hawaii Tour on Hawaii Island, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai Manifest, June 26th. Xavier Rudd Hawaii Tour coming soon. DovePresents.com.
Crater Lake Spirits supporting KKCR and Kauai. Crater Lake Vodka, Gin, and Rye Whiskey. From Oregon, with love.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg, located at the St. Regis Princeville and Kukui'ula in Poipu on Kauai. New gallery open at Wailea Maui, expandingvisualreality.com.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art gallery quality canvas giclée and specialty paper prints and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
Aegis Capital Management, Inc., fee-only institutional investment and financial planning brought to individual investors, located in Princeville, 808-346-1331. AegisCapitalManagement.com.
Youth Impossible? Make it possible. School's out for summer. Kukui Grove Fun Factory, May 27th, 6 to 9. MissionYes.org.
Ono Pops Gourmet Frozen Pops, handmade on Kauai, local and organic ingredients. Over 20 Kauai locations at onopops.com. Ono Pops, local, Ono, and Pono.
Faring Family Farm Stand, serving organic fruit popsicles and frosties. Open 7 days, Wailapa Road, Kilauea, on the way to Kahili Quarry Beach.
Little Fish Coffee, serving the finest coffee, fruit smoothies, bagels, acai bowls, and paninis in Old Hanapepe Town. Littlefishcoffee.com, 335-5000.
Fresh Bite Food Truck in Hanalei, serving local farm-to-beach breakfast and lunch. 652-0744, freshbitekauai.com.
Discover clues to agelessness in Gabrielle Olivier's recent book, Age is Not a Number. Amazon.com, under Books, Gabrielle Olivier.
Dakine Hands Acupuncture, treating pain, injuries, facial rejuvenation, and more. For in-home or Hanalei treatments, call 808-631-6889.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate all of you. And We've got...
What's not to appreciate? My God.
Yes.
Filled with appreciation.
Yes.
And I want to thank everybody who's pledged already. Because we're halfway home.
86 members.
We are halfway home. We have 86 new members. Our goal, we have a goal for the drive. Of 200 new members for the drive. And we're almost halfway there. So, you know, if you're listening right now and you just love what you're hearing, you're like, wow, I honestly have never heard radio like this before. It can only happen if people like you step up and say, you know what, I support that.
Well, people have never heard your voice. You know, it's beautiful. I became a member because of your voice, because my mom's voice.
Seriously? Like, was it the tenor, or was it what I was saying, or both?
Well, she has the soprano, and you got the tenor.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that, you know, when they come together.
Sure, it's like a symphony.
or a barbershop.
And so we have Ian Cowden and Eli Smart in here. Eli, let me see if you're mic'd up.
Hello.
Okay, they're both in here.
So you guys are like rock stars now. Like tiny rock stars.
Yeah. Little rock.
You're cool
rock
dwarf.
On sunshine.
Cool dwarf stars, maybe.
Rock meteorites. No, those are sometimes big ones.
Yeah, those are big too.
I don't know.
So, and you're getting bigger. I mean, you're tiny, but you're like what?
Red giants.
Well, we haven't really done much with our music yet. So, with this album coming out.
Album? What?
Oh yeah. Do you want to introduce? Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to get Eli. Eli, you should know how to use a mic. You kind of do a lot of lead.
Yeah, what's
how to do a mic?
What's up with your mic technique?
Yeah, mic technique. Talk right into the mic.
Of course.
There we go.
He's been talking into the mic.
Okay, we were getting him up as much as we were getting everybody else up. So, yay, and I want to just acknowledge both of you for kind of being KKCR kids that are now men.
Thanks.
But, like,
thanks.
Ian.
Little man. You know, they're young men.
They're young men.
Young
they are
Makua.
Makua. And then Ian, he used to help on this show do the phone.
I know, but look, he's got tattoos on his arm now.
Yeah. 18.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's legal, right?
It's legal
there
now.
There you go.
Yep. And then we got Dove in the background here. But Ian had a teen show. It was called Inside the Amp.
Yep.
And
I
Eli,
never heard that.
Yeah, it was good.
It was about when I think I was in eighth grade. Eli would come in with me. We'd play music. Make sure people hear it.
Play live music.
And we never played live.
Yeah, you guys did. I was sitting in here.
Really?
You'd be sitting there. You got your, yeah, you did. And Madison was in here. And different people come in. And Iris was in there.
I guess we did.
Yeah.
So
we have the tape to prove it.
Okay. Let's pull it up.
Yeah, we should. And then, but... Kirk Smart had a jazz show, and Eli would be in here. And then I have to just give a shout out to his rocking grandparents, or even jazz grandparents. But
are these Grandpa and Grandma Smart?
No.
Jukes and Kaufman.
Oh wow.
Jukes and Noah Jukes. And,
Jive Jukes.
What's his first name?
Noel Jukes.
And then Denise Kaufman.
Noah Jarks. And Noah Jukes. It's a little confusing.
Yeah, and we got two more band members that are maybe going to be coming in. But you
guys? They're both working on albums right now, my grandparents.
That's awesome.
Oh,
jazz
yeah.
Jazz and a rock album.
Wow.
Did you have a song you want me to play for you guys?
You should introduce us.
OCDC.
Yes. We are OCDC. We're actually just OC right now. The D and the C haven't shown up yet, but
well, we haven't really assigned letters officially. So.
Yeah, which in the band, who is Disorder?
Probably me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty.
Or just all of us together.
Yeah.
So OCDC is kind of a play on acronym words. Yeah.
Nope.
No. No.
So the way OCDC,
nothing to do with the band from Down Under. No.
No.
Nope.
The way OCDC happened was the movie Spinal Tap. We were watching it, and
did you have the sound up to 11?
Well, yeah, actually.
12.
Yeah,
12.
Wow.
Yeah. But there was a scene where Nigel, the lead singer, was...
Nigel Tufnell.
Yeah, he was getting confused on how to fold the ham inside the sandwich, inside the bread. He couldn't understand how to do it, and he was getting frustrated about it and didn't want to perform because he couldn't get it, and he was folding the bread with the ham at the same time.
Yeah, it doesn't work that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and so we were like, OCD...
He's
and
OCD,
you know, AC/DC as a rock band.
Wait, what?
Mix it together.
Okay.
Well, because Spinal Tap was a rock band, you know. So.
It was like, he has OCD.
Smell the wind.
And then we just added the C.
And I remember at Dove's first homegrown. I mean, you guys played your first gig was at Homegrown Festival, and you guys had ties on.
Our first major gig, yes, was at it. The Homegrown. We played a little one right before. Was at Vicky's. Fabric.
Oh, Vicky's That's Fabric in Kapa'a.
Yeah. But
shout
then,
out to old Kapa'a town.
Ooh,
but then definitely we're appreciative about the performance we were allowed to play at Homegrown. It was a little bit, it was funny because
I don't think our drummers, no, he did show up.
Yeah, we only played four songs for about 2 years just because that was our thing. So
it never occurred to us.
Sending out an SOS.
It's just cool to see how far we've progressed with
being.
Do we have, do you guys have a copy of that, Police cover? Do you guys have that recorded?
Well, that's Message in a Bottle. We don't play that one.
Oh,
we play,
I can think of the other band.
We play Roxanne and we play Can't Stand Losing You.
Oh, but you don't do Message in a Bottle?
Nope, not Message in a Bottle.
We may have tried it a long time ago.
Okay.
I mean, they can play almost anything you ask.
I bet
them
you
to
could. I bet you guys could do that. I would love to get a copy
you know.
Of that. If you take requests.
Oh, you know.
You know. Yeah. Well, next time you come to one of our performances.
And when is that going to be?
Well, since we haven't really talked about this, we actually are coming out with a new album. It's OCDC, Picture Me Sideways. I always say sideways. Picture Me Sideways. That's our album name. And
that's good. It's visually evocative.
It's going to be coming out June 5th. We're going to have a
CD release party.
CD.
Are you guys on the OCDC label? How does that work?
Fueled by Pho. That's our label.
That's our label.
Fueled by Pho.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Well, there's a label.
P-H-O.
Oh, okay.
Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's a label called Fueled by Ramen.
Okay.
And we went off of that, and we did Fueled by Pho.
So this is a self-produced label?
Mm-hmm.
This is how it starts, you know.
I guess
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It's too much money to
I mean,
get
when we say we have
it.
A label, we decided the name.
That's how it starts.
Exactly.
You decide the name, then you make stickers, and then you make a record, and then
songs.
You have a radio station, and then you're rock stars.
Right. Anyhow, June 5th down in Hanalei Strings.
Wow, that's my birthday.
Well, we'll celebrate your birthday.
Awesome.
Birthday shout out.
So Hanalei Springs, where
Strings.
Is that? Strings in Hanalei.
Strings is the next door. No, it's Snorkel Gear.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's below Bouchon.
So what time? What time of the day? What day of the week is that?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. What time Sunday?
We're going to start around 5.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have Da Pacific, a band with Violet Asuncion leading
Asuncion,
it.
Yeah.
Asuncion.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's there's a whole lineup that night.
A whole lineup, like two artists.
Okay, so you guys go on it. You guys go on at 5. What time do they go on?
They go on at 5. They're going to do like 5 to 7:30, and we'll probably do 7:30 on.
All right, so there you go. That's a pleasant early evening's entertainment
exactly.
of live music in Hanalei.
In Hanalei, we'll probably might hire a food truck.
Wow, June 5th.
Sunday, June 5th.
Nice.
Summer should be out for everybody. School should be out for everybody.
Yeah, and we got a caller. Aloha, you're on the air.
Aloha, Felicia. Aloha.
Hi.
This is Sheila Young and Robert Pa, and we have some information for our community.
Okay.
We have some information. I went to the mayor's office and got the contract between the county of Kauai and the Kauai Humane Society, and in fact they are it is a contract to dispose of animals, and so that explains a lot of the problems we've been having. We've also discovered that they indeed kill over 50% of the animals that they take in.
So
that is also a fact.
Yeah, so you can use
and
the word most.
Most of those dogs that they take in are, in fact, hunting dogs and puppies and a lot of cats, mostly cats, and we have a problem on our hands. So we have a solution, and the solution is a no-kill contract with the county, which will save the county a lot of money and the taxpayers who pay for the destruction of these animals. They are paid $760,000 a year to dispose of animals.
So if
they
I'm under
animal control.
Well, I actually looked at that contract, and I believe what it says is destruction and disposal. So so that means to destroy and then get rid of what's left, right? It's a contract for the destruction and disposal of the animals. That's why.
So this is a little surprising. I'm kind of hearing this for the first time, but if I understood what I heard correctly, the county is paying the Humane Society almost $1 million to kill and get rid of animals?
Correct. And there is another way. There is a solution, and the solution is to change the contract to a no-kill, which will end up saving the county money, and we can place pretty much 99% of the animals and bring back euthanization to its dictionary terms, which is only to be used for animals that are in terminal and severe conditions. And the man that is running the no-kill movement is Mason Winograd, and he will be coming to our island on June 26th. We will be having a conference with him showing his movie Redemption, which is explains all of the no-kill movement and how it was in the beginning and then changed into what it is now, and we are now going back to a no-kill movement. And statewide, he's had 100% success rate. So he will be here June 26th. We will announce where, when, everything else as the time moves closer. And if we can change that contract, then all of this will stop, and we can start doing some really beautiful programs and bring some healing to our community who have suffered because of all of this.
So can I just repeat some of what I heard, because it was kind of a lot of information? You mentioned a person named Nathan Winograd, and he has, a film called Redemption or a program called Redemption?
Go ahead.
Clarify for me.
He has a film called Redemption, which educates people on the process of going back to a no-kill contract and how to get the communities involved in this, and that the contract changed and the program started, and it's amazing, amazing success. It's on my timeline for anybody who's interested. You can come in as my friend on Facebook.
And your name? Sheila Young on Facebook. And then so the film Redemption, I think I've seen a good deal of that. I haven't seen the whole thing, but that is, it's got a little bit of history about how Humane Society started and where it was all, it was actually pretty successful, and then it talked about when it shifted.
Right.
It was shifted to be something where it was really more about killing. But if I remember correctly, this man in the programs...
More about animal control is what it went into.
Right. And this man, he was pretty effective in moving into different communities and transforming their shelters where animals were placed and it wasn't problematic. If I remember correctly, it was even cheaper. Am I remembering correctly? It was even cheaper for the maintaining organization. Do I have that right?
Yes. It ends up saving the taxpayers and the county a lot of money, and is very effective in finding homes for pretty much all animals that are healthy and adoptable. The ones that aren't, there are programs to help them get healthy so they can be adopted, and then there's other foster programs and community involvement that is absolutely so beautiful, and I'm excited for our community to move into that no-kill contract with our county.
Okay. All right. So thank you for calling in. So is it likely that you will be sharing out when you're doing this film, or the man is coming himself on June 26th, is that correct?
Yes, he's coming on June 26th. I will be announcing on my timeline the where and the time and everything as we move closer. And there'll be probably a lot of information posted everywhere about when he's coming as well.
Okay, because not everybody's on Facebook. So.
And I plan on doing hopefully some commercials on the air on the radio and letting people know that way too.
Okay, and this show we're talking about today is mostly citizen activism, and so that sounds like activism on the part of saving animals.
Right, and I want to thank KKCR and you, Felicia, and Thomas, for helping us to get the word out to the community and the truth about what's really going on behind the scenes at the Kauai Humane Society and the changes that we as a community need to stand for, the no-kill movement and the new contract.
Well, that certainly would put the humane back into the Humane Society.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Awesome. All right. So, thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Felicia, for all your support.
Okay, mahalo.
Mahalo, aloha.
Felicia, we had a caller while they were on the phone who had a different experience, and she didn't want to come on the air, but she asked me to relay her comment, and it was that she's got neighbors who actually neglect their dogs, and they're in the streets at all times of day and night, and she is in the health field and actually felt that in some cases the better choice would be for the Humane Society to take the dog from the owner.
And kill him?
Even if it were to be destroyed. And so, you know, and I wonder, well, is there a place for the Humane Society to help the dog without taking it away from the owner? Or, I mean, what's the solution if a dog's situation is so bad with the owner that it's obvious that something should be done?
Yeah, I think there's a whole range of things between a situation like what you're describing and then, you know, situations where something really deeply unnecessary has happened. And so it sounds like this person is going to be bringing up some conversations on that. And I think we're going to get the band set up here. And but I appreciated how she was talking about redemption. So I want to...
Thank you, Felicia. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All of freedom.
And mahalo. Mahalo, Bob Marley, redemption song. I just think that's such a great song. And, okay, gentlemen, you guys have a number of songs.
Yeah. Yes, 13, actually.
Yeah.
13 originals?
Mm-hmm.
13 originals going to be on the CD. We're OCDC, if you are just tuning in.
We're OCDC.
We're, but right now it's just me and Eli. I'm the bass player for the band. Eli's the guitars and vocals for the band.
Hello.
And I want to just acknowledge all four of you guys actually sing pretty nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's good.
Tabu has a beautiful voice.
Tabu, yeah, yeah. The drummer. The drummer of our band. Beautiful voice.
Beautiful
man.
And he's graduating, yep.
He is. Shout out to the class of 2016.
Yeah.
Shout out. Woo, 2016. I think they're called Legends. The one is the L and the G is the 6 for Legends.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. And so we've got a lot of schools that are graduating, and Eli, you are the youngest in the band.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a junior.
I'm a junior.
Eli's a junior. Wee junior, little baby.
Junior and I,
so too. You guys just kind of stagger up by one grade each. Ian, you're like second highest in the grade order. I think
yeah,
you're third.
Age, Tabu's actually older, but since he was actually born in Tahiti and moved over when he was about 7, he had to stay back 1 year of school, but...
Cause, and I loved his French rap that he used to do. Because he spoke French, right?
So he speaks French.
Speaks French.
Still
but
his
yeah. English was a little weak at first, right? It was a little bit...
It was always pretty...
It was always pretty good.
Pretty fluent.
But, I mean, the difference between the schools that caused him to just, like, take a...
Yeah. Well, he was required to. They made him do it.
It wasn't
not,
his, like, ability.
It wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't his ability. It was just him having to do it.
Okay, well, but, I'm looking at these songs that you have here.
Yeah, we have 2 songs out right now.
And I'm looking at the clock, and I see one of them is
only
pretty,
a minute and 42 seconds.
A minute and 42 seconds, and I kind of want to play that one right now. Can you tell us what it's about?
So this, sorry,
which
Eli,
one is it?
Sally Tuesday.
Sally Tuesday. It's about a girl, Sally Tuesday. We wanted to write a song about a girl's name and the day of the week, and Tuesday sounded nice, and so did Sally.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's kind of got some... humor and irony in the lyrics. I
on Sally Tuesday or Spice Chai?
Well, both.
Both,
and,
yeah. We're just kind of.
And I'm giving the shout out right now to Ron Wiley of Kong Radio.
Oh yeah.
And
we love Ron.
Ron, you know, Ron backed you up too. So anyway, here's Sally Tuesday.
Here we go.
Ruby Tuesday, Ruby Wednesday.
Sally Tuesday.
Sally Tuesday said it wasn't serious anyway. Sally Tuesday spoke a lot of things that she don't know. Sally Tuesday dragged my little heart back to Friday. And with it she invited all the sickness that she calls game. No matter how I try, just don't know the reasons why she abused me. Oh, she used me. So simple to see now. It's just so easy to allow. She abused me. Oh, she used me. Sally Tuesday, I really didn't think I was serious. Sally Tuesday, I really didn't think I was serious. Sally Tuesday, dragged my little heart back to Saturday. And with the she invited all the others, she's required it. It's a shame. She broke my guitar, you know she took it too far. She abused me, oh she used me. Keys in my car, who does she think that she are? She abused me, or she's a moon.
And mahalo for listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. Oops. Hey, my son here is telling me. Yeah, so local talent, OCDC. Somebody raised them, right? Okay.
Sarah.
Okay.
Hey.
There we go.
We should thank all the people who've helped out. Parents are a huge one because they've helped out with everything us being, you know, starting music and encouraging us to play music all these years, you know. I never came from too much of a musical family.
I play the stereo.
Did you hear that?
I did. Okay. Yeah. But we got Kirk and Tora Smart.
Yeah, but they just encouraged us by helping us with all the instruments we always wanted.
They're extremely supportive.
Yeah.
In every aspect.
Extremely supportive. And we thank you guys all for that.
So I was going to say Andrew Vastola is amazing. Oh. He's basically engineered this whole album.
Is that
He's
Schutz?
Engineered this whole album.
Is that Schutz? No.
No.
That's Andrew
Vastola.
Okay.
He's engineered our first two songs that we have ever done, what were singles. It was
Now Is Better Than Ever, But Not Now, and What She Knows.
Yeah.
And also Phil Jones for lending us all of his equipment.
Yeah, he's
and
awesome.
Also Pure Quiet Studios.
And what about Tapu McLaughlin? You know, he's got,
That's a parent.
I know. His dad,
yeah.
Right?
He's great.
He's
we
great.
Support
that's,
parents.
That's Tapu's dad. He's, he's got, really good talent. And Eli, you go and tour Italy and Europe with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I play with my dad's band, and then I have a little band over there as well.
Yeah.
Hot spot.
And then Tapu tours the Pacific and Japan.
Kind of his dad more, but...
Well, he's still playing.
His dad is.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Well, so...
Anyway, thanks to everybody, whoever supported us in any way.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I was in the middle of doing a big mahalo to different people. I got my little piece of paper taken away from me, but...
They're trying to figure out, I think, the information.
I can...
Keep calling in.
Okay, people keep calling in, but yeah. I want to say, because this is a fun drive, and so we are halfway, beyond halfway, to our goal of $1,000.
But it doesn't mean you should not... It doesn't mean you should stop. You got to keep on going. Keep
on
donating.
Keep on if it goes beyond 1,000, but we're happy for that. So, Ian, you are one of our donors.
I am. And now I'm a sustaining member.
A sustaining member.
Aww, what
and
a guy.
I want to thank another sustaining member, Bridget, from the South Side. And Deb, can you get that paper back to me?
So, Ian, you know you
can. Kath, it took my paper. Because I really wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say thank you to Kath in Idaloo, Texas. And Benjamin in Lebanon, Tennessee. That is really good. You
know? Far listeners.
And we have a Kathleen. And I'm not sure which town Kathleen's in, but you know what? Thank you so much.
It's
and
exciting.
It really does a lot to help us. And we got another music man right here who put his headset on. Dove, are you about to say
Dove, yeah.
Dove, right. Thank you for supporting these boys when they were little. You were like their first big main gig. We were talking about
first
that.
Big main
gig. Oh, yeah, homegrown.
Ah, cool. That's awesome.
Dove.
I love that. You guys are grown
amazing.
Up to be such amazing adults.
Thanks.
Humans. Amazing humans.
Thank
so you.
Thanks. Oh, thanks. We watch each other evolve, haven't we?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to thank Felicia for a moment. We get so much positive feedback about your show through the week and all the hard work you put into it. And Marshall, thank you for being here, both of you, every Tuesday and doing what you do. It's you put so much thought and effort into your show, and it doesn't go unnoticed. I just want to let you know that, first off. And also ask the listeners out there who have enjoyed your show all these months and years and are appreciative of all the different people you've brought in. I particularly am amazed at sometimes you bring in people you wouldn't expect, like the head of PRMF or,
Captain Bruce.
Yeah. People I wouldn't expect to be on it necessarily on a talk show, and you actually get them in here somehow.
I feel really, really happy that our primary source people, we've had Syngenta, we've had BASF, we've had Dow. Haven't had Pioneer yet, but people who are even on the hotspot, and we were just talking, some people were complaining about Kauai Humane Society. We've had the Kauai Humane Society leaders in here.
That's
we
true.
Try and, when we're looking at a problem, we work to try and see both sides of it. And what's really, really heartwarming is when we see solutions happen. And that does happen pretty regularly. And so I have to say for myself, that's exciting.
you utilize this time slot in such an amazing, powerful way, and thank you for doing that for the island and for everybody and creating the conversation. And that's what this forum is for, and you actually put the effort into it, and it's a lot of effort, and I appreciate it, and I know a lot of other people do. So if you're out there and you'd like to appreciate this show and talk shows in general here and this forum, 826-7771, it's a perfect time to call.
So. Or 826-7774, which is the back office number, which we usually promote on this call-in show to do the donations on, right. 7774. And thank you, Dove, and thank you. I want to also really make a point to give a shout-out to Marshall, who is like the bass and the drums of this program, you know, like, music wouldn't be much without the bass and the drums.
Thanks, Felicia.
Yeah, because having a person keeping me from being too scattered, from really helping with the research, from coming in with lots of good knowledge, and a little bit later in the show, we're going to have you share some things. And so we're going to hear another wave rider, and then we are going to... I'll also hear from our underwriter, the Copperman. Then we're going to hear from the men here in the room, the band. We have more live music. Did you guys hear earlier today we had one of Steel Pulse was in here?
I did not hear that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And Steel Pulse.
Surprising.
Wow. And Omishar was just in here. And there's always live music on the Homegrown Garden Island Bluegrass Show.
Beautiful.
And it didn't used to, I mean, a long time ago it used to be live music was a big part of everything. And... it's a rare station that has that now.
Still possible, though.
Still possible, and here is possible. So we're going to hear from an underwriter. And do we have a caller that wants to come on?
No, tell him.
Oh, yes, Jonathan Jay, and he's going to come and be talking in just another few minutes. Jonathan Jay is saying give him a call at 826-7774. We are working. Laura Christine is really wonderful. Okay. So, Kauai Soapbox is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the Copper Man.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com. That's HarryConti.com or 639-3456.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring two new images released on Kauai, Waioli by Moonlight and Split Decision, expandingvisualreality.com.
Anahola Granola, spreading aloha for 30 years with island-made, non-GMO granola and granola bars, anaholagranola.com.
Your Kauai Bookstore. 150,000 new books, new releases, secondhand, rare, and collectible. Open every day. www.kauaibookstore.com. 335-6469.
Garden Island Hydro, providing all your growing needs. Open 7 days a week starting in June. GardenIslandHydro.com. 246-4769.
HeartbeatofKauai.com. Where cyberspace meets the coconut wireless, gratefully serving Kauai since 2002. HeartbeatofKauai.com, 634-4138.
Backseat driver, photographer, opinionated road trips, outdoor adventures, photo DVD included, original art, pet portraits, 635-0133. Wittywizardguide@gmail.com.
Richard Harder Construction, Incorporated on Kauai, over 38 years. Specializing in custom homes, friend of KKCR from the beginning, Richard Harder Construction, 808-646-1304.
Mermaid's Cafe, fresh, local, healthy. Serving Kapa'a since 1999. Open every day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mermaid's Cafe, 821-2026.
Hawaiian Spirits Bee Extractions, licensed and insured, professional hive extractions island-wide, trees, buildings, and more, proudly supporting KKCR, 212-4178.
Princeville Wine Market, specializing in boutique wines, craft beers, and spirits, located in Princeville Center, princevillewinemarket.com.
Kauai locally sourced an organic coffee, smoothie, and breakfast truck on Halau Street in Lihue, near Vedina Stadium, open Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 11 a.m.
Tiki Aniki launches Wild Women Wednesdays in Kama'aina Appreciation, all day, all night, every Monday. For details, 431-4242, Tiki Aniki.
Hawaiian Island Dental. We serve Kauai families and help people get the smile they want. HawaiianIslandDental.com or 245-8866.
Harvest Market Hanalei in Hanalei Center on Kauai's North Shore proudly supports KKCR and encourages you to do the same.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
Mahalo. And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Thank you, all wave riders. You make such a big, big difference.
Hey, you guys, that was an awesome song.
Thank you, Marshall.
Yeah. You know, I saw your vintage video the other day of What She Knows.
Vintage.
Yeah. How old were you guys when you did that?
I think I was 12.
I don't think I was homeschooling anymore. Yeah, I was ninth grade.
You started in eighth grade, and then you moved
in. But I think we recorded that when I was in ninth grade. So that was probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I was in seventh grade.
So. Yeah.
And so are you recording a new version of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually going to make it a little
bit
different.
We're going back to record in my house after this.
Yeah, this evening we're actually going to record it.
Fun. Are you
on the album?
Another video?
Possibly. Maybe later.
It's a great video.
Both of us are leaving in the summer. I'm actually leaving for about 3 months, so maybe once I come back, we'll start making videos. We're planning on doing some live performances, as we like to say, in the open, so we're going to go to really cool spots, you know, up in Waimea Canyon, you know, up on top of really cool places.
And also in my room.
You know, and record this, all of this stuff live, you know, so it's going to be really cool.
We're going to bring a piano. And some drum sets.
I don't know about a piano. No, I don't think any of us know how to play piano well enough.
Or haul a piano up a cliff.
Y'all play some. So, I see there's another song you guys have selected here. You want to tell us about that one?
Yeah, Spice Shy. So Ian and I wrote this, and it's basically mocking the beach culture and social media.
Us, you mean?
Well, why not?
Kauai, basically, you know, just in the way of the new technology with, like, all these new things such as selfie sticks and, you know, just we kind of noticed the kind of way of people live on the North Shore. I'm not going to specify into one category, but we basically went off of that and we were joking about it saying, oh, how tough it is to live on this beautiful island and get to do all these things.
People buying spice chais and taking pictures of it.
So you'll kind of hear us mocking it.
Going places just to take a picture of it and put it on their Instagram.
It's a really fun song. It's fun, and the way the music is made, it's kind of a Beach Boy, really simple, and just really fun, kind of upbeat song. So when we're mocking these people, it's not in a rude way. We're not trying to make it in a rude way.
You're being playful.
We're just being playful.
Playful. And when I said it's about ourselves or whatever, it's playful. It's playful as a self. Yeah. So, and I was hearing a little bit of music. Everybody's looking around a little bit of music, but let's hear this one. Are you guys ready?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I'm probably going to have to pull my son over here, because what did I do wrong?
Okay. I hear it faintly somewhere.
Okay, Ian, come do this.
You guys just want to sing a cappella?
I got it.
There we go. We're underway.
Very Beach Boys.
826-774.
I don't ever want to go to the beach. Don't want to deal with the sand between my toes. Don't want a life that's perfect and free. Don't want a life that's all about me. Living like them, I think I might die. Waking up with them.
sick. Take another good one with your selfie stick. One of these days, I think I might try. Giving up it all, just saying goodbye. Cause all I really want,
Spice Jar.
All I really, really want. La 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 la.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, we love that song.
Yeah, so tell us one more time. Where can people find the music? And
so these two songs that you just heard, Sally Tuesday and Spice Chai, and also two other songs that we have, Now is Better Than Never. Well, it was an older one.
But not now.
And
What She Knows.
What She Knows was our first original single. It's all on SoundCloud right now, so you can type in soundcloud.com.
OCDC Kawaii.
Yeah.
You won't find us if you do OCDC. You have to do OCDC Kawaii.
OCDC Kawaii. That's where we encourage you to go and look at. And if you feel free to listen in, it's free to listen to whenever you want, late at night, early in the morning, eating lunch break.
And when we do finally release the album, which will be on June 5th at our CD release party down in Honolulu Strings.
In
Chinyoung Village. You will be able to find the album on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud,
and on
CDs.
But yeah, we encourage you guys to share this with all your friends and help us get known around, you know, just to help us out. Thank you. And we also just want to thank everybody who's made this possible. Parents, Andrew Bastola, our engineer, Phil Jones from Pure Kawaii Studios, and that's basically it. Everybody, Honley Strings for letting
Berlin,
us play there.
Andrew's son, who's let us borrow his father.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Just everybody, you know. Thank you guys, the listeners, for tuning into this show,
and you guys, Felicia.
Hopefully
thank
for
you.
Donating to
KKCR at 826-7774.
Exactly.
And I even want to give an extra shout-out to that person from Tennessee. We got another donation in, another call. A new member from Tennessee. And you know what? If I didn't live in Kauai, I think I'd want to live in Nashville.
Oh, beautiful spot. Great music. I need to go back soon.
To have a person from Tennessee say they love music from Kauai and radio from Kauai, that is like getting a Grammy because...
Oh, yeah.
If anywhere can do music, it's Tennessee and Nashville, all kinds.
Hopefully we can get on tour and go over there and play over there and just roam around when we have our free time.
Okay.
That's possible if you guys share.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Felicia.
I'll see you before then, I'm sure, but I'm going to see you June 5th at Honolulu Strings in the evening.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's a Sunday.
Sunday.
5 o'clock.
Yep.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you. There will be posters around. If you want to go on our social media, it's OCDC Kauai. We have an Instagram, Facebook, And basically, that's going to have more information about this release party, times, people playing, food
trucks. Get
there
early because it'll pack out soon.
Yeah, okay. It's not a very big venue.
Which is good.
Yeah, and it's
and
pleasant.
I think we're going to try to do a little raffle with an entrance, and you can
we'll write you a song.
Yourself a free CD.
Okay, there you go.
With signatures if you want that.
All right. Well, thank you guys. And I believe we got a caller holding.
We do.
Aloha, you're
Hi.
On here.
First of all, I think the parents of these four boys would be very, very proud. And I would like to audition to be a dancer on their video or go on tour with them.
All right.
Yeah, Auntie Jerry, thank
no,
you.
No, it's
so
not Auntie Jerry. That's not me.
Oh, okay. So you want to be on tour with the boys. Okay.
Yes, and I want to be a dancer.
Awesome. We'll get on tour first, and then we'll give you
Yeah, help us get on tour, and we'll have you come on the bus and hang out.
And I want to dance, too, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay, dance all right. the time.
Love
we love dancing.
Congratulations, Ian and your
Eli.
Right there.
Eli
and Ian. Both
Bye
of us.
You guys.
Okay.
Bye.
June 5th.
All right. Hey, and Jonathan, you should come over to the mic. We were going to do a little bit of stuff together.
Thank you.
Hanaho.
Good luck, boys.
Yes, and I'm going to...
I am going to
thank the Fun Drive people who do the food.
KKCR has over 100 volunteers helping out during our two-week fun drive beginning May 12th, and answering phones is hungry business. The music and great talk shows are delicious, but not quite enough to sustain our busy bees, and we need your help. If you have a restaurant or business and would like to donate meals or food items for lunch or dinner during our drive, KKCR will thank you on the air and post a link to your business on our website for 3 months. Call the KKCR office at 826-7774 and speak with Dove or Lindsay to make arrangements. Mahalo Nui from KKCR.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And the food has been excellent. Today we had really, really delicious salad and with great... What kind of dressing would you say that was, Marshall?
It was an avocado lime dressing. It was yummy.
Yummy. And gazpacho, and then it looked like breads and a cake and all kinds of really...
Wasn't that gazpacho nice?
It was really nice. And so the people that are out there eating it are going to come back in and tell me who had...
It's homegrown.
Oh, homegrown. That was just a kind...
Volunteers
bringing in... good and delicious food. But I know the other day I was in here and Kayla Coberly, you know, from Harvest Market, she had the most unreal food. We've had Hideaways from Hideaways Pizza Pub, North Shore General Store, the Greenery Cafe, Ono Pops, Pauhana Pizza, Tiki and Niki, Yakadoos Bakery. He's got the Organic Bagelry, Cousin Rich, Tiki Tacos, Hanai in Kapa'a, the new store down there, all local food, and Be Kind Apiary. All right, and oh my gosh, look at these Tiny Isle truffles. So, Jonathan, come get on the machine here. And, Marshall, do you have an update on the primary?
Yeah, because I'll do that first.
Okay.
All right, I will. It's in Oregon, the polls have closed. And with 55% reporting, Bernie Sanders has 53% of the vote, and Hillary Clinton has 47.
Okay, so 53-47. So both Kentucky and Oregon are pretty close.
No. Tight.
Pretty close. I mean, Kentucky's like evenly split.
Even.
Kentucky's
a tie. And Bernie's winning Oregon.
Tight.
Okay, tight. Tie.
A tie. It's a tie. Kentucky's a tie, and Oregon, he's ahead. Which is, you know, you got to love that democratic process. You got to love the opportunity for every single person to get a vote.
And that's 55%.
No, that's not
how it works. Hey, you know what? The Rally for Revolution last night in Princeville was really good.
That's what I want to hear about. I want to hear all.
I want to hear all about this revolution. Tell me, what does the revolution look like?
Well, the revolution, it's definitely a cultural revolution. We're seeing that the, you know, the big fat group of voters are young. We got a lot of young voters.
So the revolution is young. What else is about the revolution?
Well, I think the revolution is about the disenfranchised saying, hey, you know what, this isn't working for us. You know, that, and I think that's one of the reasons why you have more on the young end is because the system, the way the establishment has it, it was more rewarding for people who are a little bit older.
Older.
You know.
Not, they weren't giving everybody a slice of pie.
They didn't give everybody a slice of pie.
So it's about a re-enfranchisement.
It's about a re-enfranchisement.
That's kind of a big word, but, you know, you said disenfranchisement before. And I'm thinking, okay, how can we positivize that?
Okay, well, that's one thing that we can do so we can make that a little bit more positive. So Jonathan, you said you wanted to ask me a question or two.
You know, I did, because you interview a lot of people on this show. You bring a lot of different voices from all over this island and others onto the airwaves that would otherwise not be on the airwaves. And so that's one of the remarkable things that this show and community radio in general does for this community. This is a community-building institution that brings value to the community and brings people together within community. It's a community-generating institution. KKACR is amazing, and the show that you do is amazing like so many others. What first drew you to KKCR?
Well, this guy who's another programmer at KKCR.
No names.
Jonathan J. when I had my school, Akamai Learning, Jonathan J. came to talk to the kids about a topic that was really interesting to him, which was currency and, exchange units.
Yeah, and that idea actually has been percolating ever since.
Yeah, but it flopped with the seventh graders.
No,
with the seventh graders
really?
In my group. Remember, they weren't actually interested in it.
What were they interested in?
They were interested in the bus schedule, and they were really interested in the bus issue. And
right,
so,
because I had to take the bus to get home.
Well, they were sort of seventh graders, and they actively took the bus. And so they kept, no matter what you were talking about, they kept bringing it back to the bus. So then you said, hey, well, maybe let's do a show on the bus.
Oh.
And so they came in, and then...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
oh, I'm remembering.
I think her name is Janine Carvalho.
I think so, yeah. She was part of the transportation
team.
She
was on with them, and they were discussing the challenges from a 12-year-old perspective, and they were really, really super empowered by having it, the conversation on the air. And when they came in at first, they were like, and then as soon as when we were leaving, we were driving home, they're like, oh, I should have said this, oh, I should have said that, and they came back in. You invited him back in, and here was the other big thing. When we were learning civics, Akamai Learning is all about applied learning. We do real things, like come to a radio show.
In the real world.
In the real world.
Yeah, and we got some real information there a moment ago. It's Janine Raposo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. It's all good.
It's good.
Raposo.
No need to apologize.
Hey,
we did it right, and we're moving forward.
I was playing Portuguese. Raposo. Okay. And anyway, so we went to the county council.
Oh.
And they were talking about the budget, and it came up about the bus.
Oh.
And I believe it was Councilwoman Joanne Yukimura who was trying to...
She's trying to expand.
She
has a multimodal vision for Kauai.
So she was trying to expand it. And the kids were saying they really wanted a Sunday bus, and they wanted Saturday to go late. And
Extended hours. Broader service.
And you know, like, what ended up happening is the council said yes. And the
kids, I bet, felt pretty like, whoa, wait a second, did that just happen?
They were like, did that just happen? And I saw them as they were walking out, and I'm seeing them, like, almost flushed with water in their eyes.
Aww.
And going, whoa. And
how cool is that?
How cool is that? And you know what? It was so empowering for them. And I want to say that every member of the county council treated those kids with such respect. They asked really good questions. They didn't time limit them.
These kids had already had some public speaking experience on the radio.
They had had some.
Because that's what this is right here.
And what happened for them, you know, I didn't take it away from them. You know, maybe that would have happened anyway.
It could have been just a coincidence.
It could have been just a coincidence. But they walked out, and they felt like I did that. They felt like by using... And actually, using KKCR, I think, did become impactful terms of what was...
You can look in not one or two or a dozen places, but it's all over the place. You can see where KKCR has had an impact. Imagine, if you will, what would this island be like if there was no KKCR?
Well, what would Hawaii be like? And you're listening to KKCR, Hanalei, K-A-Q-A, Kilauea, and still on that thing with the little kids for a moment?
Sure.
For whatever, how much that did have influence,
some.
It had some influence. And we did several different things.
Those kids saw the consequence from actions they took in this world. That's extremely empowering.
And if they did have some impact in that, they would have never gone in there if it wasn't for you coming to the classroom, for them coming to the radio station, for them going to the county council. And if that made a difference in the end decision, I want to say that it was really good for a lot of different people who utilize the bus.
It seems like everybody's a winner. You know, that's the thing that's so great about community radio is that you are listening right now, and we are people that you know that we all live together on the same island. And there's even someone who's called in right now.
And let's see, KKCR, you are on the air.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hi, Felicia. Carol.
Hi, Carol.
How are you?
Good.
I wanted to call and just tell you my mana'o about this radio station.
Oh.
I was listening last week when Paul Cienfuegos was on.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. That was a great show, Felicia.
I was so amazed by him. I went to the talk he had the next evening in Kalaheo.
Oh.
And I have to say that meeting changed my perspective a lot about the government and how it's set up, and it really explained a lot to me on the process we've been going through with the pesticide issue and a lot of issues coming up against a wall. And I really want to thank you for having him on the show, because he is an amazing person, and wow.
And thank you on that. And I was with him again today. He flew out. And just for the listener who maybe didn't hear that show or didn't come to one of the five events, he helped to explain how the courts have sort of become lawmakers when that wasn't really part of the constitutional structure, and how when there's settled law, which means a court case is settled in one way or another. He gave an example of two very divergent court cases. One was,
settled law.
One was called the Dillon law, and the Dillon decision, and one was Cooley. And if courts afterwards had followed Cooley, they would have been empowering the people. But because they chose to follow Dillon's law, they empowered
corporate power.
The corporate power, and so, but what. A teaching like what he has is showing that, you know, it's just like the Bible. You can look on one scripture and it will guide people in a certain direction. You could look at another scripture. And by the way, I'm Christian, so I'm not picking on the Bible. But, I mean, it's like where you look in the book is what you're going to be seeing. And so when you're looking in the laws, everything is really in context. And so, Carol, I hope you're okay if I'm going a little deep on this, because it's actually a very important and powerful lesson that was being taught, is that court cases, they select the decisions and the aspects of laws that have really come out of court cases and not out of the Constitution, and choose
to
follow that.
Yeah, that's customary practice is what it is.
And so you need to have law and lawyers and cases that are picking the other methodology.
Right, to keep it balanced.
So we can have community rights movements, and that's what he was talking about. And he is probably coming back and going to do a weekend workshop. That's something that is under discussion, and maybe you would like to do it.
Well, I hope he does, because...
I'm asking Carol, would you be interested in that?
Well, I talked to him before and after about our situation, and he's very willing to come back, because it seems to me that's the only real way we're going to get anywhere, is the community rights ordinances that people are doing on the mainland.
Yeah, I think you're right, because they've been doing corporate right law for the last 130 years. So we
that's what blew me away, is how long ago it started. You know, everybody tends to say, well, the corporations have taken over. They took over a long time ago.
Well, they have taken over, but they've been at it for 130 years, so you can't blame them. They had a long-term picture of vision, and they worked continuously at it. And so that just means that we need to play catch-up. So right now we're about 130 years behind community rights versus corporate rights. But hey, you know what? I think we're going to make a lot of ground, especially if we all start.
Yep.
So thank you so much, Carol. And we'll stay in touch on that.
Sustaining all right. Member.
Mahalo.
Woo! Mahalo.
A month.
Woo! Okay,
wow.
Thank you so much.
That's a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, Jimmy reports. Another sustaining member, $25 a month.
Mahalo from the West Side.
Oops.
Thank you for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
Wow,
yes, Mahalo,
$25 a month. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it adds up to a whole lot, like really
$300.
Fast.
$300.
That's amazing.
So much. So, Jimmy, do you know how close we are to our $1,000 goal?
I do not.
Okay.
Well, actually, yeah, it's $780.
$780.
Yeah.
So we need...
$220.
$220. And
we can do it.
We can do it.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
And we're over 30. We're over, it's like $30,500.
So, Jonathan, we were talking about that bus thing, and what ended up happening out of that? You asked me what brought me in here, and when I saw how much of a difference it made for those kids and how much of a difference maybe that it made in supporting the bus thing, I started to really realize how much the empowerment comes with the radio, and it caused me to be more willing. I had been asked by Carlos Dutro, who
mm-hmm.
had Kauai Soapbox. So
one of our famous KKCR alumni.
Alumni from right at the beginning. And so...
Because he started off the show, yeah?
He started off the show, and he did it for a lot longer than I've done it. You know, I think I've been doing this like 6 or 7 years. He did it for a very long time, and we overlapped.
Yeah, which was brilliant to watch the two. And you know what? Oh, my God, my favorite show of your two was the time you had Linda Lingle on the phone. Oh, my God, that was just so amazing. Because you guys were asking her sort of straightforward questions.
And I'm going to give the shout-out to Carlos on this one. I mean, I had been asking her questions, and she was giving me very trivial
like
answers.
Like boilerplate answers. And, like, saying some of the most ridiculous, just, like, simple-minded things.
I think not really recognizing how intelligent is our listenership.
Right. Big mistake, because these are smart people.
But she was wanting to get off the show.
Yeah.
And then Carlos asked her, well, did you learn anything from...
Looking back,
did you learn anything from the Super Fairy? And that would have been an excellent opportunity for her to be gracious. But she scolded Kauai for 25 minutes, like longer than she was already on the radio. And
she was trying to get off before that question came on. But then when Carlos asked her that question, she was so captivated. And she just actually spilled her guts and really said what she really thought.
Which was very insulting.
Which was extremely insulting to everyone who lived here, but it was like an honest moment that she had. I think that she didn't really realize the power of radio.
I didn't intend to set her up for that, by the way.
Just happened. And then you guys had the brilliant, extremely super smart, you shut up. You didn't interrupt. And I look back at that moment and I think, wow, that's a real learning moment for Jonathan Jay.
So on that note, let's have a learning moment. And I want to pull Marshall to the phone, I mean the mic for a moment. Marshall, he does a lot of research for us and stuff like that.
Oh, my God, I wish I had a Marshall on my show. A field marshal.
So let's hear from Marshall. I mean, it might not be easy to say it pretty quickly, but the questions keep coming up when we're looking at these elections of what is the Electoral College and what happens with these things.
The Electoral College.
And he looked it up. And so as succinctly as you can you tell us kind of the crazy thing that could unfold under us? Because what we're seeing is all this stuff is really... like private organizations picking these candidates.
But like elector, okay? What is an elector?
So let's hear from Marshall.
Are you sure I don't just get to sit here and be quiet longer?
No. Say something.
Well, do you know that in our Constitution there's provisions under certain circumstances for an acting president?
What does that mean? Like a president who's just pretending to be a president? Wait, haven't we done that already a couple times?
Right. So, you know, this all came from hearing about the possibility of a third-party candidate. And someone, a commentator, mentioned, well, if in the general election there are three candidates and none of them get a majority of the electoral votes, so that's 270.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. If none of them do.
If nobody gets 270, then what happens, right? And so I thought, what does happen? So it goes to the House of Representatives as far as the president.
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives.
Right. And there, each state delegation gets one vote, and they vote from among the three top vote-getters in the general election.
Do they have to vote from just those three? They can't, like, put somebody else in?
Like, who would you suggest?
I'm just wondering, like,
Jonathan,
they're limited to those choices.
Well,
they can't make up extra names.
Yes, they choose from the top three vote-getters of the general election.
Because that's not what KIUC does.
Okay, so let's let him say it so we don't, because he's different than you and I. You and I are like, rawr, and he's quiet, so let's let him say it without interrupting him, everything he says. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
He can't concentrate if you do that. Okay, go ahead.
So here's how it breaks down, basically. If nobody gets a majority of the electoral votes in the general election, it goes to the House of Representatives as far as the president is concerned, and each state delegation gets one vote, and if they can't, so then there's got to be a majority for among the three top vote getters to become the president elect. And if the House deadlocks, which seems like it'd be kind of likely, then what happens is the vice president is decided in the Senate. President in the House, the Vice President in the Senate, and if the House deadlocks and there's no President-elect, then the Vice President-elect, who's been decided in the Senate, becomes acting President.
So it's not that comfortable of these choices.
It's not that comfortable choices. Now, here's the twist.
Not actually the President, just acting president.
Acting president.
Okay, so not president.
Right.
Okay.
If they've deadlocked until Inauguration Day, it's Inauguration Day, we still don't have a president-elect.
They only have an acting president.
Right, then we get an acting president. But if the Senate also deadlocks, so we have no vice president-elect.
Okay, so double deadlock.
Double deadlock by Inauguration Day.
Which is January 20th, is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
And we get the Speaker of the House of Representatives becomes acting president.
Paul Ryan. Exactly.
Paul Ryan. There we go. There we go. I knew it ended up somehow at the end of the whole big monkey machine with Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan.
I didn't run. I swore I wouldn't run.
Better than
Trump.
Right.
Hashtag better than Trump.
Yeah, there's a long list of people who are better than Trump.
Yeah, Jimmy, you can yell it out again. I turned that mic on.
Better than Trump.
Woo! And you heard Jazz with John, his voice in the background. I'm seeing pizzas coming in.
Powhana
pizza.
Powhana.
Thank you. And I'm looking here. Bernie Sanders is now 53-47 in
and how many precincts
Oregon?
Reporting?
60.
60%. Nice.
60%.
So he's maintaining his lead.
Yes.
I love that. And you know what? California comes next. I think California's going to be big.
There's actually, there's like about seven states that are on that June 7th. So, I mean, that's going to be a big thing.
It's going to be 2 days after that OCDC show.
2 days after the OCDC show. So we have like $280 left. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
That's seven. That four should be a seven.
Okay, Felicia, who has donated a couple times, I'm going to donate again, and I've got, I'm a sustaining member, too.
Congratulations.
So I do it every month, but I'm going to stick up another $50. Please, somebody call in and match my $50. And if somebody calls in and, does the remaining amount, whatever brings us up to 1,000, what can I give them? You know?
I don't know.
Okay, I got my little book that I wrote.
Oh,
you know?
Your Akamai.
It's called Life is the School, Love is the Lesson.
That's beautiful book.
You know what? I could also give them some starts and plants out of my yard. And maybe we can do a little Akamai backyard field trip. And
would you give them an hour, or not an hour, would you give them another year of Kauai Soapbox?
Well, yeah, definitely.
That's a lot.
They can pay for 1 hour of Kauai Soap.
826-7774. Thank you, Jimmy. You know, we forget to give the number out because, and we also forget to explain. What?
Sanders, 53%. Clinton, 47%.
Yep.
63% now.
61 delegates. 28 and 24.
53%. So, hey, you know what? I just pulled this off the wall here.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
This is our mission statement from Kauai Community Radio. You know, community support is our mission, and KKCR is Kauai's only independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station.
Right, which, you know what it means.
The only one in the state,
the full, only full-power one. But just if you're tuning in right now to KKCR for the very first time, what that means is we don't run advertising for cars and shampoo and you know, all kinds of services. It's not commercially driven.
And when we have
it's volunteer powered.
And when we have the underwriters, and we have never once ever in all the years that I've been on the air has anybody ever tried to leverage the content of what we're saying. And I listen to the other stations, and they might have all kinds of beautiful features that are shared, but they don't challenge the establishment.
No.
And
you know, we don't challenge the establishment just to challenge people. We foster communication and discussion and exploration of ideas.
So I'm going to read our mission statement. It says, we seek to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, to preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture, and to reflect the diversity of the local and world community. We provide a forum for overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented voices in music. So
that's, you know what? That's a noble endeavor.
It's, and you know what? I think that we go a long way towards doing that. And I'm really, really proud of how much I have learned that I didn't know before I started doing this show.
You know, I was listening to Jimmy's show like 2 weeks ago, and he did a very careful exploration and explanation about stuff going on at the recent KIEC elections, and I was just blown away because I'm like, wow, I never understood all that. I really appreciate it. It was so educational.
It was really good, and
he was so calm.
I want to give our love out again to Carol Bain when we're speaking about that.
Yeah, that's really quite surprising and sad to hear.
Condolences to Ed.
Yep, and you know, condolences to Ed Cole, and just how important they are to us. Marshall, I am pulling you into this one more time. What did you do this weekend? And this is kind of part of why people have a good reason to be supporting KKCR.
This weekend was great. There was the annual CERT refresher course on Saturday.
So explain what CERT is.
Citizens Emergency Response Team. Some of our listeners are going to be familiar with that at this point because we've
been featuring them.
Is great. Another community service.
And so what'd you do this weekend?
Well, we went through six areas. We split into six teams.
It was, well, you got to give the big picture. It was like a live drill, right?
You guys went through a drill of an emergency.
Or at the school.
It was at Kauai High School, and there's actually a junior CERT program. So we had high school students who are part of the CERT program playing the roles of victims, and they were looking wounded, and so we had a triage situation.
That's French.
It's French for sort.
Ah, okay. So, and sort into three categories, I'm guessing.
Yes. Well, actually, there's four categories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so you're sorting what's the most needing help versus who can survive and wait a little bit?
Right. You've got minor injuries, and you've got those who the treatment can be delayed. You've got immediate attention needed, and you've got dead. So we actually go around and label people, and it was pretty moving, actually, to go into a room with high school kids dressed as if they're wounded and in some cases dead, and to lift chairs and desks off of them in a dark room.
Oh, you were simulating some sort of earthquake or building collapse?
Some kind of disaster with mass casualties. And so we had to use the backboards and get them out of there without hurting their necks. And
So you're practicing your skills.
Exactly.
Another
thing is cribbing and lifting. So there's a 6,000-pound cement block. And the scenario, it was a real 6,000-pound cement block. And the scenario was that it was had fallen on a baby.
Oh.
So we had to lift it 12 inches off the ground.
How did you guys do that? Teamwork and plus some knowledge.
Right. So they have, big, heavy bars. It looks kind of like an OO. And you'd use 2x4s and 4x4s as fulcrums. And you'd have people using 2x4s and 4x4s to crib,
Oh, so you guys all work together to, like, leverage it up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
And then KKCR, with you and John Gordon, is got an extra role in the civil defense program, right? Or that we're re-strengthening that?
Well, one large piece of it is communications. It's something else that we practiced. And we have a mode of communications that's within CERT. We use what's called the family service radios, and they have a range of half a mile. So the Princeville CERT team, if we're deployed up here somewhere, would be talking to each other on these radios. But then in each CERT group, there'll also be embedded a ham radio operator.
Oh, so that person can that's like the next level of communication robustness, yeah?
They can then be communicating with this emergency operations center and conveying information that way.
So that's a really good way that KKCR supports the community. And we're almost at the end of our show. We need, because I put up the $50.
So that's 30.
So we need $230.
No, I think it's 170.
170. Okay, we need 170. So somebody please call that in.
Is that like $20 a month?
No, that would be 240.
Well, 20. You could do $20 a month. So there you go.
That would take us over the top.
Yeah.
And even if you do that as a sustaining member, like $20
a month,
that counts.
So,
you go out to eat, it's pretty easy to spend $20. So it's like skipping one eat out a month.
Well, but actually, it's not like that at all. It's like you're enriching the community with your gift of KKCR.
Yeah, and you might even go spend that at Powhana Pizza. I know I'm going to feel like I did that when I go eat there.
So big ups to them for sending pizza to us tonight, for all the volunteers who were doing that. But hey, until those boxes gets cracked, they're waiting for your call at 826-7774.
And so we're up close to $1,000, and we have gotten some new members. And we can do it, and so we're feeling quite a lot of success.
Oh, aloha. I'm sizzling right now.
Aloha and sizzling. And, hey, I'm looking at some maps here. Jimmy Trujillo, an out-of-the-box person.
We're looking for a match, right?
We're looking for a match.
Getting a match for you?
Yeah, 826.
Because we're so close.
826-7774.
Yeah, I put up the 50. I put up money
after the 780.
Month.
That'd be 830.
830, so 170.
If somebody matched that 50, that would be another. Wow, we got about 5 minutes.
Oh, we got time for a couple calls, don't we?
Yeah,
we do.
Jimmy, I want to point out what you pointed out here, and that's on this election map, that we're seeing kind of the same thing everywhere. The cities are a little bit stronger for
Leaning towards Hillary.
Leaning towards Hillary, and then the rural communities are Bernie.
And I think, I don't know, somebody was talking about the disenfranchised and the, if you will, there's a lot of dissatisfaction on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, and that's what,
explaining that phenomenon of Mr. DT.
And on DT, I was looking at his thing, and he was just in Oregon today.
But, who is DT?
Donald Trump.
Oh, the Donald.
And so Donald Trump, he won by 66.6%. So it's
that's pretty good because he's running against nobody.
Else was
well, that's
running.
Right.
He's
so,
running all by himself, so, and he only gets 60%.
So for the people who are no longer running, John Kasich got 17%.
Yeah, the Republicans. That's amazing.
Ted Cruz got 16%.
So these are people who would vote for people who aren't even running more than Donald Trump, and they're Republicans.
I would call them protest votes.
Huh.
And so that's great.
Hello.
You know, and it sounds like, hey, caller who just called in, thank you so much for helping get us there.
Yeah, we got Jimmy's on the phone now. We got one other phone line open, 826-826, area code 808. 826-7774.
But right now, we're going to hear our last group of Wave Riders for the show. And thank you, Wave Riders.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks, everyone.
And the Wave Riders, they got this this off to a good start.
They did. We started off the pledge drive with like 13K in the bank.
No, seven, I think.
No, it was awesome. You guys are awesome.
Awesome. Wave Riders. And so, you know, whenever I see these people who are the Wave Riders, I just think, thank you.
Well,
and
they're
every
helping.
Time I hear them, I hear.
They're helping
way.
Power the community. So they should be community powered, too.
That's right. So thank you, Wave Riders. And let's hear from them.
Wilder Goods, kick-ass women doing kick-ass things for kick-ass reasons. Hashtag Wilder Women. WYLDERGoods.com.
Moon Z, new album Intention by Santiago. Intimate, personal, organic melodies. Available on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby. Moon Z.
Red Clay Jazz Festival, August 6th at the Courtyard Marriott in Kapa'a. Pete Escovedo, Latin Jazz Band. Tickets online at www.redclayjazz.org.
Help save our bees. The Kauai Beekeepers Association supports Kauai Community Radio and encourages you to be friendly. Visit KauaiBeekeepersAssociation.com and learn how to give bees a chance.
The BRAD Foundation supporting Kauai and its youth through monthly beach cleanups and outdoor youth programs. www.b-radfoundation.com 651-3970.
Treasure Trees Milling and Lumber, local Hawaiian hardwood, slabs, dimensional lumber, and milling services. Save our trees, 212-5879.
The Barn 808, a brand new lifestyle boutique located in Hanalei, featuring clothing and homeware for modern island living. TheBarn808.com.
Hey KKCR dads, be recognized as one of Kauai's best. Storybook's Dad's Day Celebration, Saturday, June 18th, Hanapepe Town Park.
Garden Island Properties, located in Waipuli, Kapa'a since 1992, is proud to support KKCR. GardenIslandProperties.com.
Aspire Furniture, Kauai's home furnishings and interior design destination. Located in the Big Blue Building at Nauwiliwili. AspireFurniture.com. 808-245-9015.
Hanai at Kojima Store in Kapa'a, now open, serving 100% local veggies, meats, and prepared food. HanaiKauai.com. HanaiKauai.com.
Puahina at Hanapepe on Facebook, original Hawaiian-designed clothing store, located in the heart of Hanapepe. Puahina at Hanapepe on Facebook.
Be healthy, be happy, be helpful, be hopeful, be human, be humble, be here. Papaya's Natural Foods, be even better.
Goldsmiths Kauai has created fine jewelry designs with gemstones, pearls, and diamonds in Wailua for 36 years. 822-4653 or www.goldsmiths-kauai.com.
Qingyang Village in the heart of Hanalei supports Kauai Community Radio.
The Seven Sisters Doula Collective is spreading the doula spirit to Kauai's birthing families. 808-286-3602. www.kauaidoulas.com, KAUAIDOULAS.com, for more information.
Living on Kauai 28 years, selling real estate for 10, hardworking, honest. I love Kauai. Austin Owen, Country Brokers Real Estate, 635-7587.
Johnny Wickman and the Poi Boy Records Ohana support KKCR and value its incredible service to our community.
From the most pristine paradise on earth comes a natural alkaline artesian water that is so powerful it will change you. Hawaii Volcano Water for Life. HawaiiVolcanic.com.
Alala'a Dance Arts Yoga Academy in Hanalei. New studio opening in June. Home of Yoga Hawaii. Youth at Risk Outreach Programs Inspiring Healthy Life Choices. 808-652-YOGA, 808-652-9642.
If you'd like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. This has been Kauai Soapbox with Felicia and Marshall, and Jazz with John is coming up next. And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. And as I sign out here, I want to just do a final mahalo to Ian from Kilauea. Kathleen, I don't have her town, but she's a Kauai girl. Kath from Idaloo, Texas. Benjamin from Lebanon, Tennessee. Bridget from Poipu. Sandy from Wailua. Felicia from Kilauea, that was me. And Marshall, can you take a look at who's just calling in so I can say thank you to this very last person? And so we have just about Janie. So Janie, thank you so much. And I am setting this out for Jazz with John. And here is the County Council report. And a big mahalo to our John Gordon for doing this.
Aloha, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a county council report for the week of May 16th. There will be a council meeting at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, May 18th. The meeting will be in the council chambers in Lihue. Here are highlights from the agenda. The mayor transmits for council consideration and confirmation mayoral appointee William J. Fernandez to the Board of Ethics with a term ending 12/31/2018. This is Resolution 2016-44. The Executive on Transportation requests council approval to spend the Federal Transit Administration's Buses and Bus Facilities Program competitive grant in the amount of $1,648,000 to provide 80% of the cost to replace 12 buses exceeding their useful service life, of which matching funds have been included in the Transportation Agency's fiscal 2017 budget request. The Director of Finance transmits for Council consideration proposed amendments to an ordinance relating to the operating budget of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2015 through June 30, 2016, revising the amounts estimated in the General Fund and the Gulf Fund to fund excess pension costs as billed by the State Employees Retirement System. The excess pension cost is $330,096, and this is proposed draft bill number 2632, which is under bills for the first reading. The Hawaii State Association of Counties President transmits for council approval their proposed fiscal year 2017 budget and the slate of officers for the Executive Committee and Board of Directors nominations for the National Association of Counties in the Western Interstate Region for the 2016-2017 term. This is resolutions number 2016-45 and 46. The mayor submits his supplemental budget communication for fiscal year 2016-2017 and proposed amendments to the budget bills according to the Kauai County Charter. Council Chair Raposo transmits for council consideration a proposed draft bill to amend the county code, which allows for tax year 2017 a beneficial tax rate for owners of long-term affordable rental units, provided their rental rates are at or below the 2015 rates established by the Kauai Housing Agency Affordable Rental Housing Guidelines. This is proposed draft bill number 2633 under bills for the first reading. There was one claim from the county clerk filed against the county this week. Under committee reports, the Public Works, Parks and Recreation Committee has a request from Council Chair Raposo for the Director of Parks and Recreation to provide a briefing on the administration's future plans for the expansion of Blackpot Beach Park in Hanalei, and this was received for the record. The Planning Committee has two bills on their agenda. They are Bill Number 2609 for an ordinance amending the county code relating to homestays. This was received for the record, and Bill 2619, Draft 1, for an ordinance amending the county code relating to homestays, and this is restricting homestays to the visitor designation areas of the county. And the County of Kauai was the applicant, and this was approved as amended and is under bills for the second reading. The Budget and Finance Committee has a request from the Director of Finance for agenda time to provide the Council with an update relating to the County's long-term financial plan contracted with the Government Finance Officers Association. This was received for the record. Also received for the record is Bill Number 2610, Draft 1, for an ordinance to establish a general excise and use tax surcharge for the County of Kauai, and this is under bills for the second reading. The Committee of the Whole received for the record Resolution Number 2016-42, proposing a charter amendment relating to the institution of a council-manager form of government, and this is under resolutions. Under bills for the first reading is proposed Draft Bill Number 2629 for an ordinance to amend the county code relating to smoking in a motor vehicle, and this was deferred from April 20th. There will be a non-public executive session. The purpose is for the Office of the County Attorney to provide the Council with a briefing discussion and consultation regarding the quarterly report on pending and denied claims. The Council has not finished this meeting by approximately 1:30 p.m. It will recess for public hearing on Bill 2628 for an ordinance to amend Chapters 18, 20, and 23 of the County Code relating to revocable permits and county-designated rights-of-ways. After the public hearing, Council will reconvene to complete any unfinished business. For more information on meetings or meeting archives, visit the County's website. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.
And you are listening to KKCR on Lake KAQA Kilauea, Kauai's Community Radio. And